strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 3rd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Mary. How you doing, Mary?
I'm good. Just pulling back-to-back shifts here on the Big Brother updates.
Yes, you were on the recap last night where we saw Joey leave the house. I think everyone was sad.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't as sad at the time, but now the way things have gone, I'm missing our bath man.
Yeah. Well, we are here to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Celebrity live feeds, and let's get started. Let's go. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Let's go. So we started the day. This is pre-eviction. Natalie, Lolo, and Tamar were talking, and they were wondering, hey, Tamar, where's your head at regarding keeping Joey that we want to do and we're planning on doing? And Tamar is like, I don't know. We should talk.
Yeah, I mean, from Tamar's perspective, she's finally mended this relationship with Candy. So it's, you know, not good. And the whole day was just them trying to convince her, like, oh, it'll be fine. She'll be friends with you outside the house. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's really what's going on. I was surprised how many people were surprised by what happened last night. Maybe they just don't listen to the updates. Maybe that's what's going on. Because this is what Tamar had been saying for a while. We weren't exactly sure what she was going to do. But she had mentioned that, hey, I don't want to ruin my relationship with Candy. We're mending things. Like, this is big in real life. Like career wise, like, it's not good for me to be in a feud with Candy. She's like this hugely successful person. So she really didn't want to have to make her mad in any way.
Yeah. And have these people forgotten the point of going on Celebrity Big Brother is to increase your career outside the house? Obviously. Yeah. I mean, Joey knew that. That's what he was thinking the whole time.
It's the whole point of being here. What you guys are getting caught up in this stupid game idea. I don't understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
Tom and Kato had a conversation. The diary room was having a talk with all of the house guests based on the behavior that they had the previous day. He said he was talked to in the diary room. He spoke with Allison and they had a conversation about, like, hey, let's just remember, we're here to have fun. We're here to, not make personal attacks or threats. And so we're going to be talking with everyone, and we need everyone to just calm down a little bit. And it's just super embarrassing that this even has to be done. These are celebrities. I made a tweet yesterday. I was thinking about it last season. Yes, we had Ross, who was like mean to people behind their backs, and that's why he lost the game. And that was bad, but it wasn't anything even close to what's going on in this season. But also, like, last season, we were talking about how, like, these are celebrities. They're media savvy. They know how to manage their own image. They were worried about targeting Omarosa because of the optics of it. Like, they were on top of this stuff. This season, they literally have to have Alison Grodner be like, guys, your PR is just not very good. Alison Grodner, everyone's favorite executive producer, has to be like, guys, seriously, though, you really need to chill out right now. It's so embarrassing for them.
Yeah. And I mean, I know that some people are thinking, like, they should just let it unfold the way it is. It's Big Brother. You don't normally have these talking tos for things that are, I mean, it's not great, but there have been things that have been worse in the Big Brother house that they haven't necessarily sat everyone down individually and told them about. But I think more importantly, like, it just shows that these group of celebrities, I mean, there's still some of them that after like 10 days of being in there weren't 100% sure that people were watching the live feeds the whole time. Like, I think they didn't realize everything was getting captured in the way that it is. And that's so shocking that many people still come into the house like not understanding the concept.
Yeah, it's just bad. It's bad. Tamar talked to Joey a little bit about Lolo and how she was like, you know, Tom and Kato are terrible, terrible people and they deserve everything that comes to them. But I'm starting to feel like the women are also bad people because we really withheld that information about Kato to comparing me to Miss Cleo until just the right moment. They were trying to manipulate me. They're bad people, too.
Yeah, yeah, which is what you were saying, like the way that she brought it up in clearly trying to make Tamar upset is also not great. It was not a friend consoling a friend or informing them of something that had happened.
Yes. You can go off on a whole thing about that, but I will not. Natalie, Tamar, Lolo, and Ricky had a conversation again about Tamar. Where's your head at? What are you thinking? She says, I'm leaning toward evicting Joey because I just really don't want to damage my relationship with Candy. They're trying to convince her otherwise. Hey, it's a game. She'll understand. You know, we got to do this. She's going to make a deal with the guys, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, I'll go talk to her and maybe we'll see. This to me, I was sure that Joey was gone after this conversation. I was pretty sure about it.
Well, okay, to be clear, because like I know that you were saying that people are like, why are they surprised? I wasn't surprised that Joey left. I was a little more surprised that everyone went along with it just because that every vote we've had so far, or most of the votes have been, you know, one person on the outside. I think. Well, I guess we haven't had that many votes, so what can I really?
Yeah.
Judge
well, the thing was that like Brent mentioned it on the podcast last night, actually, where it's like yesterday morning, I was like, man, I just feel like the worst of both worlds is if we get the Joey vote off and it's told to them beforehand. And this was very clear, like she was telling them that she wasn't pretending that she was going to vote one way. So there was no reason for Nolo and Ricky to not vote Joey out along with them. If they knew that Tamar was going to vote that way. So
but that's good gameplay. I wasn't expecting them to play well.
It's true. It's a good point. So Tom and Candy talked a bit as well before the eviction. Tom talked about like, hey, we need to get Tamar on board with us to work against Nolo and Ricky. We need to get her to work with us. You need to go to her and talk to her. And Candy is just like, sure. Yeah, whatever. We're good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's kind of like telling them, I don't know if we're going to be able to get Tamar, but we can try.
Yeah, you know? It's fine.
Yeah. Whatever.
You guys talked about it as well. The argument about the food happened as well before the eviction. It was, I mean, there's just so many arguments.
Yeah, but you know, now you can just have that be another excuse for why Lolo votes out whoever is just, oh, because of the food argument. They weren't siding with me about the food. I had to turn on them. They betrayed me with that.
They make grocery lists for what the food they want, and Lolo was mad at Tamar, and I'm just done with them. We got the eviction episode, and we saw Joey leave, but not before doing some stand-up during his exit interview. Quite a good one, as people have been talking about, and I really gotta say, I'm gonna miss Joey. I am. He was somebody like, at least we had Joey to poke fun at. And he was also like a pretty weirdly positive presence in this weirdly negative house, despite the fact that he didn't really seem like he wanted to be there.
I mean, not just Joey, like the first three boots in general. You know, I was talking to my sister and she's like, well, is Ryan still here? No. Is Jonathan Bennett? No, sorry. They're both gone. And they were like some of the only bits of levity in this whole situation.
Yeah, I feel like this whole, like, again, this entire season, all of the bad stuff can be traced back to that initial twist. I don't think this house would be this way if Jonathan Bennett was still in the house. I don't think it would be this way at all.
Yeah, but twists are part of the game, Taryn. You have to expect for there to be twists and for them to be bad.
Okay, Allison Grodner, thanks. Joey is gone. The feeds do come back briefly after the episode ends, and we did see Candy talking with Tamar, pitching to Tamar, hey, we gotta get Natalie out. Yeah. Getting Natalie out. She's the one we need to get out, because what she plans on doing is going to the end with Lolo, where she obviously beats Lolo, because Lolo gets into fights with everyone. So we should take out Natalie. Then we'll be in a better spot.
Yeah, which, I mean, the thing is, like, I know that Tom and Kato are playing bad games, but since they all are, I can't fault them any more than anyone else. But they do have a point in that, like, if Lolo and Natalie are, you know, feel that they have the power, and if they feel that they have Ricky, it would be better to take out a power three alliance rather than going after just these two guys. Then you're still going to have to deal with those three people.
Yes. And really, you know, the best move for them right now is to just let both sides duke it out. I mean, that's what, especially, you know, Tamar has a power that gives her immunity this week. So really, they should just kind of like hope that maybe Kato wins the HOH, and then Kato would probably take out Lolo or Natalie for them. And then it would diminish that side a little bit. A final two alliance would be split up, which gives them more opportunity to go to the final two with those people that are very disliked. It's a win-win-win. Just throw the competition, especially if you feel like Kato is going to end up winning it, because you know you're safe from Kato. You just helped him save Candy. He feels good about Candy. He feels okay about Tamar for the fact that she saved Candy. So things are great as long as they can get Kato to win HOH.
Yeah.
So what happens is,
that's not the way things go.
During the HOH, it comes down to Tamar or Kato. And Tamar wins.
No, this is not. Why? It's not even like she can use her power another time.
Yeah.
I mean, again, like, it's not as detrimental because she wasn't going home in any scenario, but she didn't need to do this.
Like, if you think about it, right? The fact that Candy stayed was a big blow to Ricky and Nolo. Like, yeah. They had been running the house up until this point. Candy staying was a big blow to them. Candy is anti-Nolo and Ricky. And all they needed to do, it was going to be a battle. And if Kato won, they were in trouble. And if they won, then they would have to take out Kato and Tom. But then Tamar and Candy and the rest of them would still have the ability to win the HOH the next week. And they could go after Nolo and Ricky or whatever it is. Regardless of what it is, you can't let those three stay as a three, because they're all taking each other to the end because they're all so unlikable and they'd never even think about taking anyone else to the end. So you need to do something about that. And their best case scenario by far, the only thing that would give them total control of the house back, is if Tamar wins the HOH and then decides not to even come close to touching them. That is the only thing that will give them power back. And it's exactly what happened.
And like, yeah, it's the one thing that couldn't have happened, because if literally anyone else on, you know, besides the three people on the other side had won, I think that that Tom and Kato had done enough work with them, making them think. I mean, you hear people like Dina and Candy, you know, mention, yeah, you know, it seems like they're bad people, but I don't necessarily believe everything I'm hearing. Or like you said, that Nolo might also not be great people. So those were everyone they had put a lot of work into. And it comes down to also, they had talked about, like, if this whole thing had not gone down between Kato and Tamar, maybe they would have had more of a shot. Maybe they, if they had, because they couldn't spend, like, the last couple days, they couldn't really talk to Tamar because there was such bad blood there. And if they had spent a little bit more time talking to her as well, I don't know, maybe things would have been different.
Yes. So really, I mean, in terms of, you know, winning an HOH when you really shouldn't, this is one of the, you know, sort of like, really, really, you shouldn't have won this one. This was a no-brainer, especially when it came down to her or Kato, and you know Kato's not coming for you, and you know Kato's going to break up this three-person thing. They're all taking each other to the end, and they're probably the only people you can beat in the end, so in order to taking one of them out to open up the final two possibilities would be perfect for you, especially if you don't have to do it. And you can still pretend to work with them while still being safe. And even if something goes wrong, you have a power to keep yourself safe. Worst case, but you probably don't even have to use it. Worst case. It's just such a big opportunity. And it's just, whoa.
I'm really curious to see the diary room session of while the competition is going on of what the thought process was, because I mean, it's not even really like Survivor where sometimes people will just win things because they need something on their resume. You know, it just really doesn't make any sense if you think about it logically. But
I think that when we get to the end and the winner of Celebrity Big Brother 2 is either Ricky or Natalie, this is the moment we will point to as the turning point where things could have changed, but they did not. That's my guess. That's my prediction.
Yeah, because I don't even see Lolo, Natalie, and Ricky turning on each other at any point just to make sure that they're in the finals. I don't see that happening either.
Yeah. All right. So Tamar is in fact the new HOH. The feeds come back and everybody is in the bedroom, the Lolo, Ricky, Natalie bedroom, celebrating except for Tom and Kato. They're like, yeah, we're going to get those two out. Woohoo. Natalie in particular is just like, yeah, they're done. They're done. Now we're going to win the veto too. And they're going to be done. Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. Meanwhile, Tom and Kato are not up there celebrating.
Tom and Kato are just kind of chilling outside. Like, yeah. Tom's like, oh, well. You know, it would have been fun, Kato, if you had won, but we can still enjoy ourselves here. You know, it's still going to be a fun time. Like,
what horrible people. How dare he want to just smile his way through the next few days?
Yeah, it's this is still a game. It's still fun. We can have fun and it'll be great. And Kato's kind of in the dumps. And he's like, come on, Kato, like we can do this. Like, it's we can enjoy ourselves. Kato's like, yeah, man, I can accept that the Tamar one. It's just, I wish they didn't like just celebrate in our faces like that so much. I'm curious to see what that celebration was at the HOH. And Tom also is going to say, well, okay, here's what I think is happening. Somehow they've convinced themselves that they're the good people. And it's
wow,
like,
that's never happened before on Big Brother.
Tom, I wish you had done more research. This happens every season to varying degrees. And they've somehow convinced themselves that we're like some kind of monsters, that we're bad people, like on a personal level. And yeah, it's like, yeah, that's pretty much exactly what happened.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's sad because like while Tom and Kato are not great at this game, you know, especially Tom, he's like, he wouldn't hurt a fly. He's just having fun and wanting to play murder mystery. And because of that, he's a huge threatening, betraying, backstabbing, chauvinist pig.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Tom is, he doesn't, he wants to still like do stuff. He wants to still be a part of the game. So he's like, all right, well, here's what we can do. Let's go talk to Candy and maybe we can see if Candy can get into Tamar's ear about potentially putting up Ricky and Lolo. That would be her best move. Is that her best move? I'm not even sure at this point. Just winning the HOH by itself was such a bad move, that it's hard to see what her good move would be. I still think that that at this point, now that she has won the HOH, I still think it's true that she can probably only beat Ricky, Natalie, and Lolo in the final two. So to betray them, meaning they would probably never take her to the final two, is probably not the best idea in the world. So that's a tough one. I'm not sure what her best move here is. Really, again, the best move was to not even come close to winning this HOH. But they're gonna try it anyway. They're gonna see if Candy can help her out. They never end up talking to Candy. This doesn't happen yesterday on the feeds. Maybe it will happen at some point today, but the nominations will be coming fairly soon. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is with the whole talking to Candy is, since Candy is playing a pretty good middle game of just kind of agreeing with whoever she's talking to, it's sometimes difficult to tell like which side she's really on. I do believe that she is smart enough that if Kato had won, she would have sided with them and been happy to go along with their plan to put Lolo and Ricky up. But I don't know how much point there can be in even talking to her, because unless Tom and Kato think they're both going to go up and they want to, you know, campaign for their individual vote, like Candy can agree to their face, but she doesn't actually have a whole lot of pull. And it's probably, you know, she's probably smart enough to say, even if she agrees with them, to not necessarily act on that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I think that if Candy is an interesting thing to think about here, because Candy is I think at this point, the biggest jury threat left in the house. I think that if Candy is sitting in the final two, she wins no matter what. And the next person is probably Dina. That's great. She's also like clearly one of the smartest people in the house. She's like one of the most normal people in the house. She's not engaged in any of this ridiculous behavior. And she in fact does not condone it either. So I'm like rooting for Candy, and she was even smart enough to realize Lolo can't win this game. We should take out Natalie because Natalie is going to be taking Lolo. If we take out Natalie, then Lolo has to take somebody else to the final two, which means that person is going to win the game instead of Natalie. So there's a lot of good stuff here with Candy. However, she's still, you know, up until last week, hadn't really done a whole lot in the game. And last week, most of what she did was to like have Tom talk to her and talk to Tamar and get Tamar kind of on her good side. I'm curious to know if she is capable of like actually stepping forward and doing something, because I do think it would be tremendously in Candy's to Candy's benefit if Tamar turned on Ricky, Lolo and Natalie. That would be very, very good for Candy. In fact, that would be the best possible thing for Candy, more so than Tamar not even winning the HOH. For Candy would be if Tamar went against them, because then they're against Tom and Kato still. Tom and Kato still feel good about Candy. They're still going after the remains of them. And Tamar is now a part of this, and Candy just gets to sit back and do nothing and have people hopefully think that because she did nothing, she can't win, when it's actually not the case and she will win.
Yeah. And because then Candy doesn't get the blood on her hands, doesn't get, you know, no one says that she betrays anyone, and it kind of, no matter which side ends up making it to the end, she's a lock for a jury threat, like you said. So
yes,
and I don't know if they would recognize that though, like if they wouldn't want to take her, because they would probably think, oh, no one. I mean, it's at some point, if you're Natalie and you're getting to the end with, you know, either Lolo, Ricky, or Candy, like there's no way you're taking Candy though.
Right. With those options, yes. However, Natalie was talking about, like, I don't think Candy can win in the end. She's done nothing. What has she done? She's nothing. She's nothing. So I think that that's why it's essential to break those three up. That if you take Lolo out of the equation, maybe even take Ricky out of the equation, if you take two of them, or even maybe just one of them, then it opens them up to thinking other things. So like Lolo is the obvious option for both Ricky and Natalie. If you take Lolo out, then they have to take somebody else to the final two. They probably still take each other, but you never know. And if you take two of them out, then that one person definitely has to take somebody else. And that, and they are currently thinking, well, Candy hasn't done anything. They probably would take Candy, which would be such a huge mistake.
And since there's three of them, though, if they don't take one of them out now, it's going to become too lopsided where they can't ever get them out. With Tom and Kato, they don't need to take them both out right now. They could take one of them out later, you know, and then go to the end with that one person, and they're definitely not going to win in the end. But it just becomes so much more complicated. Like, Tom and Kato, they do have a point here, and they are telling these other people, and, you know, Dina and Tamar and Candy, like, what is actually in their best interest. But, you know, it must also be very, very difficult when you're in the game and you're hearing all these people say, you know, terrible things about Tom and Kato. And you're kind of wondering, like, they don't know the perception of the house outside. They could think, oh, shoot, you know, would I look terrible? Would it ruin my reputation if I, you know, aligned with Tom and Kato? That's also complicated.
I'm realizing this really has turned into Big Brother 19, where on the updates, like 3/4 of what we're talking about is strategic stuff that the house guests will never even think about, let alone do.
I just wanted a nice, fun season of Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, well, there's no Ariadna here. I really feel like that was one of the keys. I don't know.
Yeah, she's the dark horse last year.
Yeah, and she was nice, and she was also playing the game. You know, it's just, you know, things happen. So, let's see. We got Tamar, Natalie, Lolo, and Ricky. Tamar says she's putting both of them up on the block, Tom and Kato, so they can't save each other. That's her plan. There's no questioning it. That's what she's doing. She's just worried about being vulnerable next week because she won HOH and now she can't win the next one. Like, yeah, that's what happens when you win HOH on a week that you were safe anyway and you didn't need the HOH. Now you're going to piss people off.
Yeah, it's even worse because you could have just guaranteed yourself 2 weeks of safety instead.
But don't worry. No Licky is here And they're going to be like, don't worry. We got you. We got your back. You're good. So there you go. Everyone knows how great and loyal they are and how much they really protect the people they work with.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even if it looks like you might be going home, they're definitely not going to flip their votes just to make you mad on the jury. They're definitely going to still vote out Candy and keep Joey. I mean, we've seen they're so loyal.
Yeah. So easy. So
I'm just lost in all this.
Yeah, they talk about Cato is the target here before Tom. So Cato is the one that will be going home if he does not win the veto this week. So Tom will remain. That's something, right? In all this mess, we're going to lose Cato first.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most you can hope for is that somehow Tom wins another HOH or a veto or something. But it's not looking good. I mean, his longevity, like, that's the thing. He's always going to be, if the other side has the power, he's always going to be put on the block with Cato just so that they can try to get rid of one of them. But since he is the second one to go, I don't know, though, if Cato wins the veto, it's going to be a really sad day for me.
Yeah.
And my draft. I don't know. I had, like, both Cato and Tom on my draft. It's just...
Ooh.
I know. You never like that. And Mooch, so... Great.
So then we get some more drama. There's some petty comments being levied here as usual. Ricky decides he's going to try and break the mold here. He's going to go. He's going to give Tom a fist bump.
Oh,
that's yeah. Boom. Fist bump. Tom is like, thank you. And it's like, whoa, hold on. Things might be okay. Ricky and Tamar, they're talking. They're like, yeah, just gave him a fist bump. And Tamar's like, yeah, good job, Ricky. And like, oh, we can do this. And they're like, you know what would really solidify this? If we went to Tom and Cato and demanded that they apologize to the rest of the house for all of their terrible behavior, then we would all be fine. Everyone would be happy again. That's so simple. Let's go do that.
Yeah, I know. I love that we are finally inventing the house meeting in Celebrity Big Brother 2.
Yeah. So Ricky and Tamar go to Tom. And Tamar's like, so, Tom, are you going to apologize to all your friends for the threatening and the bullying and all of the terrible behavior that's been completely inexcusable and that you should never have done in the first place and that we'll never really accept an apology for? But that is, you know, are you going to apologize, Tom?
Yeah. Yeah, and this is not good for sweet little happy Tom, who is like, oh, man, I thought the fist bump meant something.
Yeah, Tom's like, I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean to make you feel threatened or anything like that. That was not even close to my intention here. You know, it's a strange environment in this house and, you know, people can misinterpret things. And Tamar is not about misinterpretation.
No, of course not. Of course not. There's no way that she could have possibly misinterpreted it. What in the world did Tom ever do to Tamar?
Remember he came into the room one time and he was like, hey, can you help me figure out who has the power? And she was like, whoa!
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know. But would you compare that to, like, Cato trying to apologize to Lolo? I mean, really, which one is worse? They're both the most threatening moves of the season.
Yeah, what's happening here is that they keep opening that door to the bedroom and then stepping inside, thinking that they're allowed in that room.
No, you can't go in the room. Yeah. You can't go in the room. It's Big Brother. Everyone knows you come in, you pick a bed, and those are the only people who are ever allowed to go in that room. It is their room. You never switch beds. You never, even when you're HOH, you don't even sleep up there. Stay to your room.
That's actually the case too. Tamar is like,
they're very territorial.
This is my HOH room, not upstairs. This is my HOH room.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. They never step in that door, but it's a good thing that they have a bouncer. So, yeah. Yay.
So obviously nothing productive comes of this conversation. In fact, it just makes everything devolve once again. It's like, 101 for conflict resolution is, you can't force the other side to apologize and then everything's fine. That's not resolving the conflict. That's escalating the conflict because you're refusing to give in from your side. To de-escalate, both sides have to, as Tom says in this conversation, look, I think maybe we should just agree to disagree because we clearly interpret these things differently. apparently. But no, that's not what they want. That's not what they want.
The thing is that, like, Tamar and some other people in the house, they understand that perception is reality. But the way that they look at it is, only my perception is reality. No one else's. I can't look. My perception's reality. I don't agree that your perception is also your reality. Doesn't work that way. It's just one sided.
Yes. And it's just, they're so ridiculous. And like, later Tamar's going to be like, yeah, they're mad right now because we're not being mean. Wait, what? What was that?
I don't know. I'm just like,
everything is wrong about that statement.
I'm already just looking forward to when they come out of the house and we hear a lot of, oh, you didn't see everything. They were so mean. We were never mean. We were the ones getting betrayed all the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of heartbreaking to think of all these people who think that they're probably America's sweethearts.
Yeah, 100% they're going to get out. You guys, you were not there. You did not see. You guys, what you don't see on the show is all of the downtime that we have and how, you know, they really were threatening to us. And I'm sorry if you didn't see it. I mean, there was that one time there's a clip of that. No, I didn't see a clip of that. What are you talking about? It was another time that where there is not a clip of that happened. Right. That is where that was. You guys don't even want to know the true extent that you did not see. That was the thing that we're complaining about is the thing.
Yeah. And like, I understand that there are times when the feed's down and when the cameras aren't on. But even in a lot of those cases, we can hear things that are happening in other rooms. So it's okay.
Yeah. And it's like, and it, the thing is, if you think about it, right, like we talk about how terrible Tom was as an HOH, which is very true. His mistake was trusting the women too much and telling them too much of the information, being too open with them. That is what they are saying is the terrible thing that he did, thing that he did.
Why did those girls turn away from their first alliance? Because they didn't include them in conversations and tell them what they were thinking. You cannot win. You cannot win with Nolo. You can't. And they've never even been in charge.
So, Tom is going to talk to Cato after this. He's going to tell Cato about the conversation. And Tom's theory at this point is like, okay, I'm thinking maybe what's going on is that Tamar and Ricky are manipulating Lolo and Natalie into thinking that we're the bullies somehow. I don't really understand how this makes sense otherwise. Tom is not correct here. Maybe a little bit with Ricky. Ricky is like the one person where I think that he does have a little bit of strategic intention behind some of this stuff where
egging on the other girls and everything they say. It is like, oh, did you hear this thing Tom just said to me? Oh, that must be because he's being mean. Yeah, I can't believe he said that. Like, he is egging them on, but he's not like creating this stuff and telling them.
Like from the very first thing with Jonathan and Ryan and the women, we know that he really sort of, you know, pushed that situation further. And we know that he likes to be that wedge to separate the women so that he has them, you know, bringing him forward in the game, essentially. I think that it's not entirely strategic. I think that there is also a personal element to it. However, I think there's a little bit of strategy to it compared to the rest of them where there's no strategy at all to it. In fact, it's anti-strategy what the rest of them are doing. So I think that Tom is maybe a little bit right in that sense, in the sense that like Ricky is manipulating them a little bit. However, I would say it's more so Lolo and Natalie, you know, it's really all of them just manipulating each other for personal reasons into thinking that they're the terrible people because it makes them feel good about themselves, rather than anything overtly strategic.
Yeah. 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 And I just don't like to see Tom sad. So.
And Tom is very deflated after this conversation because
he's like, I don't even know if this is fun. It's not fun. It's not team fun.
Remember, like Tom, who, you know, I saw people who were like really, you know, talking about, oh, Tom is just going to go into the death spiral. Like they're just going to be, you know, they're just going to be silent and, you know, just wait for their eviction as what usually happens when there's two sides and one side wins an HOH and the other side's doomed. They're just going to lie down and die. But Tom really was like, you know, hey, let's still enjoy this, Cato. Let's have fun. Let's try. Let's still give them a show here. But he's been beaten down too many times and he's just like, oh man, should we even be here? Like, what is going on? Why are we the bullies in this situation? I don't understand what's happening. We're being accused of things that didn't happen. Like, if anyone's been bullied here, it's been us, right? Like, we've been screamed at, we've been yelled at, they've been come at us with personal attacks, like we've been accused of things. Like, what is happening here, Cato? I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, it might even be best for the two of them. Like, I know you can think of, okay, if Cato goes home or if Tom goes home, what can the other one do in the next week? I mean, barring winning some sort of power or there being another type of twist, I almost feel like just go hang out by yourself and play some music and make some jokes and be fun and don't talk to anyone else who's going to scream at you. And then, you know, try to win America's Favorite Player.
Yeah, there you go. You know, it's been a long time since Cyril Osprey made an appearance.
I know.
Yeah.
We need more of that because the Tom Green Dances to Things is my favorite Twitter account ever. And I need more of that.
Yeah. That's, a light has gone out in the world. So Candy is going to talk with Ricky and Tamar. Candy gets into a little bit of a thing here with Ricky, saying, you know, hey, I'm here because of Tamar, not because of you. You wanted me out, Ricky.
Yeah.
And Ricky's like, what? No, that's not necessarily true. We were just talking, you know, we just talk sometimes. And, you know, it's you don't get a unanimous vote without talking through your options. And so we were just kind of thinking out options and we eventually landed on keeping you. That's really how it happened. I mean, it's really, you know, we never really seriously considered evicting you, Candy, never. And Candy's just like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. 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 And unfortunately, like, I really wanted Tamar to side fully with Candy on this, but she's kind of, you know, getting left in a room with Ricky talking about this is not great for Candy.
Yeah. Tamar's like, oh, no, Ricky, he wasn't really trying to get you out. No. And then she talks with Ricky and Lolo and she's like, oh, Candy, she's just humiliated by the fact that I beat her in that competition. She's just being crazy. I'll keep her from blowing up. And Lolo's like, why did we keep her if this is what's going to happen? She's like, don't worry. I just didn't realize she was going to be like this. I'll handle her. It's like, oh. Stop.
Yeah, I think, like, I don't even know why. Like, okay, you're not going to throw the HOH to Cato. You're going to take the HOH, and now you're going to push away the person that you just spent all last week making up with and trying to protect. To where, I mean, unless she has some plan where she thinks she's going to the end with her and Ricky, which is possible, but I mean, I don't think Ricky would do that. I think he knows that he could beat Lolo easier than Tamar.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's close.
I think that no Licky are all taking each other to the end. I think they have to be broken up. And I think that they're all, you know, if for as few competitions as they've won as a collective whole, I do think that, you know, if it's final four and it's three against one, you're really in a tough spot there.
Yeah. Gosh. Remember when we used to love Natalie and Lolo? Remember back in like week one?
Maybe for like a day.
There was definitely a lot of internet love for them initially, but oh well, you get rid of Jonathan Bennett, that's what happens.
So Tamar does go to Candy. She's like, Candy, you need to chill. You can't be doing that. You can't be doing that. And Candy's like, Ricky's pushing my buttons. He's pushing me.
He's playing mind games with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's another thing people hate is when like people act like they saved you when you know they didn't. And I think that's what Ricky wants, is Ricky wanted to, okay, if I'm going to keep Candy here, at least I want it to be, you know, credited toward me some. She better be, you know, I think he thought, oh, she's going to be worshiping us for having saved her.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what's been going on. Like I said, there's, you know, not a whole lot of strategic, basically, you know, Tom and Kato are going on the block, and that's probably what we're going to see. Maybe we'll see Candy try and change her mind, but I'd honestly wouldn't even expect that to even, she probably won't even try. Even if she does, I don't think she'll change Tamar's mind. I know some people are like, hey, guys, chill. Tamar is not that dumb. She is going to target Nolicky. I disagree. I think that not that she would be dumb for targeting them or for not targeting them, but I don't think that she's going to target them.
Yeah, I mean, once you put yourself in this situation of being HOH and then being friendly toward Ricky and Nolo, like turning on them, that would be worst case scenario for Tamar's personal game of doing all the wrong things and then making people even more upset because of that. I mean, I think the most you could hope would be Tom and Kato go on the block. Either one of them or Candy or someone wins the veto, tries to save them, somehow manages to convince Tamar by that point to put someone from Nolicky up.
Yes.
Which, you know, I mean, hey, if someone gets into a shouting match with Tamar, like it could happen by the time the veto ceremony rolls around. I think it's locked in that Tom and Kato are going to be the noms.
I agree. And probably we're going to see Kato leave. And yeah, then we're going to just keep trucking on here on this season.
I mean, so like, would you be upset? Like, would you be more upset if they had some sort of bring back one of the evicted people twist just to make it happier in here? Or would you? Yeah, I mean, like at this point, who cares? The game's you're not having good strategy or fun in there anyway. So
it just sets such a poor precedent here. You know, they've been out of the house. They've watched what's been going on. What we really need is a finale where there's more of a reunion style thing where the people out of the house really finally get to tell the people in the house, like, hey guys, you were wrong. They didn't do anything to you.
No one did this. You never asked Joey to be in alliance with you.
Yeah. That's the whole thing where it's like a twist got us here and it's like, well, only a twist can save us. It's like, no, you just keep spiraling into the worst things. You know, if they knew how to do twists properly, maybe, but they, you know, they don't, you know, they don't.
What about a double veto?
Exactly. That's what I know what will spice this season up. Two vetoes. And Natalie and Lola win them both.
Normally I'm with you on the whole no twist thing, but right now I just think it's so much more important to have happy people in the house. And just think how happy Tom and Kato would be if there was a double veto.
You know they wouldn't win it though.
What's a contest that they could have that they could win? I don't know. You gotta think of the perfect rigging situation.
Who can deliver pizzas behind real pizza delivery people the best?
Yeah.
All right. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the feeds. There will, in fact, be an eviction tomorrow night. It will be a live veto, I believe, and eviction tomorrow night. So we will be live to recap that as well. Luckily, this is going to be another shorter week. Probably not going to be a whole lot changing this week. So the fact that it's a bit shorter is going to help. Just another kind of like dull weekend in the Big Brother Celebrity 2 house. But we could potentially get something exciting for the next HOH. You never know. Yeah, that's what we got for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good. Find us on Twitter.
No, it's okay. I just have really important people are wondering what your thoughts on peas are after that discussion last night.
People have been speculating about my my position on peace, and I'm not sure I'm ready at this time to come out with a statement about peace. I don't want to alienate any of my fans or listeners.
It's a very polarizing discussion. I think that you're being, you're being a little cowardly, not picking a side here.
Well, is it cowardly? I just feel like I want more information about peas before I really commit to a stance. I'm really trying to research a lot. It's a very important issue.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Well, I'm going to go and say that I'm siding with the peas. I think peas are underrated and they are over criticized.
All right. Well, that's your opinion. So, all right. Thank you for joining us, everyone. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Mary is at Frail Mary. And see you next time.